The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "You will be hated by all because of my name. Whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one time, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the tongues of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like the teacher, and the slave that he become like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household?" Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This saint is a bishop in Egypt. He is the anchor of the Catholic belief that Jesus is God and man. Because the heresy of Arianism is one of the priests of his diocese promote a wrong concept about Jesus. He said Jesus is only a man, not God. So Athanasius, so much time to convince the people, and finally with the Council of Nicaea that define Jesus God man. And this is how today we share the divinity of Christ. When we receive the Holy Eucharist, he receives his body, but his body is the whole Christ, divine and human. That's why we share divine life. So that today we can say what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. Because God is within us. Emmanuel, not only near us, but within us. Part of us, we share that life of Christ, divine life of Christ. So we have to treasure our spiritual life. Although we are human, but we share his body. We become divine. When we go to heaven, we share complete. We are one. That's why Jesus praying that they all may be one. You in me, I in you. We are one with us. So that we thank Jesus. Thank the Lord. Give us this special grace that we can share the divine life of Jesus.